Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you very much. We have taken the floor to once again express our position on the issue of the review of applications of non-member states of the Conference on Disarmament to have the status of observer, and by doing so to participate in the work of our forum. Mr. President, our delegation is convinced that the earliest possible resolution of the situation around applications for participants would be a strong signal on the readiness of the members of the Conference on Disarmament to demonstrate flexibility to achieve, with strong commitment, a resolution of all of the challenging issues that we are to work on this year. The Russian Federation has consistently spoken in favor of the proactive inclusion of observers in the work of the multilateral bodies. This is on the basis of the principle of multilateralism, which can help enrich the international disarmament structures to ensure transparency and inclusivity for their activities. We are guided by these principles, and Russia has traditionally worked to implement the principle of facilitating as much as possible the work at this forum also. It's important, however, to note that observers are bound by the goal of achieving the resolution of the challenges that we face and making a positive contribution to the efforts of the conference. The efforts taken to review the issue of applications for observers will define how we resolve this issue in the future. The differences in interpretations of the rules of procedure or of references to existing practices that a whole list of states has changed on the basis of their day-to-day political considerations are both for us unacceptable. We are convinced that the procedure of reviewing such applications should be clear, understandable, and predictable, both for member states of the conference and for those who are applying for this status. The procedure for actions in reviewing such applications should exclude any discrimination against candidates or any selective approach, including by the Secretariat itself, which on its initiative draws up certain lists and by doing so provokes discussions about the procedure and the order for considering such applications. Finally, the algorithm should fully coincide with the rules of procedure, be compliant with them, and fully facilitate the operation of this negotiations format. Once again, I would like to underscore that states applying for observer status, by doing so, assume obligations to facilitate multilateral discussion of the agenda items of the conference and make a contribution to renewing and revitalizing the negotiations and boosting the efficacy of the conference as a whole. Otherwise, their inclusion in the work of the conference has no added value and sometimes even could be counterproductive. Thank you.